Hello and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. I hope everyone is having an absolutely wonderful day today. If you guys know history, today is June 6th, and it is the 75th anniversary of the Normandy landings, referred to as D-Day, the largest seaborne invasion in history. As you guys probably know, a little bit of history on that is that there were multiple beaches, not just Omaha Beach, but there were also Utah Beach, there was Point de Hoc, there was also Omaha, there was Gold Beach, and there were Juno Beach, there were all, and Sword Beach, excuse me. All during the invasion, Utah Beach, the site turned out to be the easiest one, if there was such a word. There was only one strong point nearby, and bombers basically were able to bomb the area, pretty much inflicting mass damage. Point de Hoc, this task was to scale a 100-foot cliff, if you guys seen the movie on that, with grappling hooks, ropes, and ladders. The Gold Beach one essentially was another one that was not as aggressive as far as is the notorious Omaha. Juno Beach was delayed because of choppy seas, and a lot of the men arrived ahead of their supporting armor, which caused a large amount of casualties. And this one actually had to have the towns cleared house-to-house fighting, close-quarter combat fighting, which was usually not very common back in that war theater. And then Sword Beach was 21 of the 25 DD tanks of the first wave were successful at getting ashore, providing cover for the infantry. The beach was heavily mined and peppered with obstacles, making the work of the beach clearing teams difficult and dangerous. And, of course, notorious Omaha Beach, which had right under 35,000 U.S. troops descend on that beach on D-Day. It was the most heavily defended beach, period. For fear of hitting the landing craft, U.S. bombers had to delay releasing their loads, and as a result, most of the beach obstacles at Omaha remained undamaged when the men came ashore. Many of the landing crafts ran aground on sandbars, and the men had to wade 50 to 100 meters in water above or below their necks. Under gunfire, the tank battalions were dropped 5,000 yards from shore. However, 27 of the 32 tanks flooded and sank with a loss of 33 crew. Exit from the beach was possible only via five heavily defended gullies. And by late morning, barely 600 men had reached the higher ground. That's how aggressive that was. And they said on D-Day, German casualties were estimated to be 4 to 9,000. Allied casualties were at least 10,000, with 4,414 U.S. confirmed dead in one day alone. Very, very, very rough time in history, and that was the men of America back then, the brave Americans that actually were willing to stand up and fight for the rights of the American population, and were not sitting down playing on their iPhones, confused about which bathroom they need to go to now. So I just wanted to bring that up and give a little bit of remembrance to that, because a lot of men lost their lives that day, and furthermore to that entire war. But June 6th, this is D-Day as far as the 75th anniversary, Deb.
You know, Austin, excellent. Well said. My deepest condolences to the families who still remember their grandparents they lost in those days, or their great-grandparents. My deepest condolences to all of the men who fought and died for the sake of the international banking cartels. I mean, you think about what happened in World War I. You think about how it precipitated World War II. You think about how the Third Reich threw the international bankers out and declared war on Germany, the Third Reich threw the international bankers out after the international banking community had gone after Germany as far as the international tariffs in 1933, and, you know, and how Hitler got rid of the central banks. And so you have to think back about what Smedley Butler said when he wrote, remember, this guy was a two-time Congressional Medal winner, General Smedley Butler. And he wrote a book, and you can read it. It's online. It's free. It's called War is a Racket. And he talks about how the international bankers manipulated the wars for the sake of profit and for manipulation and for power. And that's exactly what we have going today. But that does not take away from the incredible libido, aggressive tendencies, the testosterone I guess that's, that is tied to libido. The whole thing of these guys being really macho men. I mean, getting off a landing craft under full machine gun fire. I don't even know how they did that. I mean, watching their friends be blown in half and heads blown off and still running and charging the beach. It's like you said, Austin, that was the days before they started putting us on plastics and putting us on fluoride. And we believed the lie of the international banking cartels. And we were willing to go in and do all of these things for the sake of the money masters. And you think, wow. You think, well, Ted, that sounds really strong. What? It's the truth. It's the truth. You've got to realize that the – and this morning I sent a voice text to a friend of mine, Gene, and he was asking me about Trump. And I said, you know, the problem is that, you know, we've got a group of international bankers that are running the planet. They're Kabbalists. They're Luciferians. Most of them don't even have any Semitic bloodlines. They claim that, but they don't. They're the synagogue of Satan. The book of Revelation says they claim to be Jews, but they're not. And these guys are snake worshipers. They're Luciferians. And they have worked for thousands of years, even in Rome, to overthrow governments and control the money supply and rule through what they call Babylonian money magic or fractional reserve currency. They own 95% of the world's corporations. They control 95% of the world's media. They set up the Frankfurt School, they said, which came into basically culturally subvert the United States. They couldn't do what they did again on D-Day. I'm going to repeat this. They set up the Frankfurt School in 1933 in Germany to figure out what the heck happened with Germany, why Germany went against these guys, what they did to create little young Germans that were nationalists. They found out what they did. They set up the Frankfurt School. After 1933, when Hitler took power, they left and went to Columbia University. They set up the Frankfurt School at Columbia. They brought us Playboy. They brought us Gloria Steinem. They brought us all of these things. After the war, they went back to Germany after they set all the stuff up at Columbia. These are the same guys who wanted to destroy the nationalism of the United States. But these were the same guys who used our nationalistic fervor of the men in the United States, the nationalistic fervor of being like proud to be an American, like that Greenwood song, proud to be an American in the USA. They used that nationalistic fervor that we had developed after going through a civil war with a great communist at the head of our country, Abraham Lincoln, the great traitor of our nation. We still stuck together as a nation, and we rebuilt ourselves out of the ashes, and we were proud to be Americans. We'd already gone in and defeated, you know, Germany in World War I. We had done all of these things. That same generation, remember this, the same generation. And then we turned right back around and went in and did it again. They wanted to find out how to destroy that. How, like Austin said a few minutes ago, how to make men, you know, want to use the bathroom with little girls. A bunch of darn perverts. How to just make men walk around, you know, like they're a bunch of sissies, you know, with a wiggling their butts and wearing tight jeans and wearing weird clothes and just acting like they're girls with right brain dominant hemisphere because of the soy protein we put into their diets and the plastics we put into their diets and the doggone estrogens we put into their mother's diets when they were pregnant with them. These are the same guys who did all of that because they wanted to destroy nationalism. And now we have a country basically that has left and been far from what we did in 1944 with D-Day. I mean, that was the greatest generation this country's ever had, as far as I'm concerned, as far as men being real men. Now, mind you, they were given a bunch of lies. They were given propaganda by Edward Bernays. They were tricked into doing what they did. But that does not go against what they did and the sheer courage that these men showed under fire. My hat's off to them and their relatives. I continue to pray that all of these men who died in the war, or whether they lived through the war, I pray they all rest in peace if they've already left this planet. Because, guys, that's what we had in the United States with nationalism. That's what we wanted back when we put Donald Trump in. I mean, who in the world knew? Who in the world knew that his family were Kabbalists? I mean, think about what I'm saying. The same group that did all this, the Kabbalists, his family, Jared Kushner, Ivanka, are Kabbalists. Ivanka renounced Jesus Christ as her Savior. She renounced the virgin birth. She accepted this Kabbalah teaching along with Jared. They're part of the Shabbat synagogue. And they're the ones that are pushing this narrative all over the planet to rebuild the third temple. And we sit back and we watch Kim Kardashian's buttocks, and we watch all of the stuff on Sports Illustrated, the cover models now, and we see them as we walk by them on the newsstand, and we think, oh wow, these girls are pretty, or these girls are hot, or a lot of guys probably don't even think that anymore. They think, what the world's are that girl sitting on the cover for, because that doesn't appeal to me, which is really weird. But this is what's happening in America. They've destroyed us. They've done it through immigration. Like right now in May, we have the largest amount of immigrants coming into the United States in 1 month. I mean, this is crazy. We got border agencies now buying 2.2 million diapers to help the immigrants. We had a record number of undocumented immigrants flooding the southern border in May. We are in a full-blown emergency. Because I cannot say this stronger, the system is broken, said Acting CBP Commissioner John Sanders. I mean, this is happening right now. We're having the largest demographics change in the history of our country right now. Why Trump fiddles and Rome burns right now. The U.S. military personnel are being ordered to paint border barriers, improve their aesthetic appearance, I guess, so that they can be found more easily. We can find the holes in them so that we can go ahead and channel the people through. And then in the meantime, we get a bunch of trash like, oh, the Mexican blocks, a new caravan of central border immigrants. You go, oh my gosh, they're stopping them. They stopped about 300-400 of them. They did. So they can make the news with it. That way they can make the news so it can make Donald Trump look like he's the hero. And then they'll put this in the news in a couple of days. They'll turn those guys loose, or they'll fly them directly from that area into different areas in the country. They have to destroy nationalism and fervor. Remember when former president of Mexico, Fox, was asked, why is it you share the border with the United States? You share the same natural resources. Your country is rich in iron ore, in coal, in oil, in reserves. You have all of this stuff, these natural resources in Mexico. Why is it you're so poor? Why is it you're so broke? Why is it you have all your people living in poverty? Why in the United States is so wealthy? And his response was pretty doggone good. Here's what he said. He said, when the pilgrims came to the United States, they were seeking God and freedom of religion. And they were seeking the ability to worship God the way they saw fit and get away from the Church of England. They wanted to have the ability to talk about Jesus Christ openly and have their own groups and their own beliefs and not be basically chained to the Church of England and the tyranny of Europe and the tyranny of kings. They didn't want that anymore. They sold themselves, many of them, into indentured servitude for 7 years, and they worked it off in the colonies. They did everything they could to find God. And I'm adding that. He didn't say that. But here's what he did say. He said they came to find God when the conquistadors came to Mexico, and they came in. They didn't come to find God. They came to find gold. They came for the handlers, I'm adding this. The avarice and the greed of the international banking communities that ran all the international, how should I say, loan houses in Europe and paid for the monarchies and took them under their wing, so to speak, as far as their financial advisors, and then basically enslaved them, because as the word of God says, the borrower is servant to the lender. This is why Mexico is what it is today. They came to find gold and not God. And now we're taking this very same culture of people who eat out of garbage dumps, who can't show up. It's called Tico time in Central and South America. They tell you they'll be there at 9 o'clock. They show up at 10, 11, and 12, if they show up at all. We're taking the very culture, the European work ethic, the Protestant work ethic, they called it when I was in school still 40 years ago. We're taking that very culture that built the greatest nation that's ever been on the history of this planet, and we're reducing it to rubble and to ash. We wanted a savior, someone who would bring us out of this mess. We wanted a King Saul, didn't we? We all asked for that. We wanted to have a leader who would make America great again. And he would have, I believe. I believe that with all of my heart. But he's deeply compromised, deeply flawed, deeply, deeply, deeply had troubling values, believed in abortion, was a Democrat when he was younger, pro-abortion, pro-homosexual marriage, pro-gay agenda, pro-gay everything, pro-anti-word of God. But we looked the other way and we said, anybody but Hillary Clinton. No, the witch of Benghazi, a known Sabbatean witch. We can't have her in the White House. And then the Podesta files were leaked. And also we see that she was basically involved in weird stuff and talked about worshiping Moloch and killing chickens, and had people were emailing her stuff like this. And we find out that she was basically involved in witchcraft and Haiti. And we thought, oh my gosh. And then we find out that Podesta's involved in soul cooking parties. And we're like, oh no, no, give us the Donald, give us the Trump. Because we thought he could change things. What's different, friends? And I know he's done some things. He's passed some legislation. The first year and a half, he was trying pretty doggone hard. I'll give him that. Last year, he's just completely capitulated over the international bankers. Now he comes out and says, when he sees that there was a silencer used, I'm going to look at getting rid of silencers and banning silencers like we did bump stocks. Wait a minute. The silencers were there for a lot of times for the Hearing Protection Act. I mean, what the heck? Why do you want to ban silencers? You got to go through background checks out the yin-yang to get a silencer. Why do you want to ban silencers? Because one guy got a silencer from who know where? How do we know it wasn't a stolen silencer? How do we know the ATF didn't supply him the silencer? How do we know the FBI didn't set him up to do what he did with a silencer? How do we know this wasn't the next notch on the agenda of full and total gun confiscation in the United States? Because you got to remember, guys, the slaves cannot have freedom. They have to be slaves. The indentured servants cannot be set free. Why? Because the indentured servants are sheeple. They don't know what they're doing. We, the ruling masses, we, the international banks, and our bloodlines, and the Council of 300, we, the Bilderbergers, we, the Kushners, we, the Trumps, we know what's best for the masses. The uneducated masses of people who don't care about anything besides what they watch on TV at night, or sit down with a six-pack and a TV and realize that's all they want out of life. We have to control who they are, what they believe, and what they do. We have to be the ones to control them, because they can't do it on their own. Why? Because they're incapable. Because they've been set in slavery too long. Wait a minute, who put them in slavery to start with? That's right. The same group of international bankers have done it for the hundreds and hundreds and thousands of years. The same group, the bloodline, the benign deen Nephilim, who consider themselves sons of the fall and trace their lineage all the way back to Cain in the garden, they claim, back to the sons of Lucifer. The very DNA, the very progeny of Lucifer himself. That's who is doing this. It's always these guys. They've come under different names. They've come under the names of the Pharisees who've crucified Christ. They come under the name of the doggone wizards and warlocks of the Middle Ages. They come under the name of the followers of Sabbatean Zevi. They come under the group of the Kabbalists. They control the high levels of Masonic lodges. I mean, these are the same guys. It never changes. It's always these guys. But we can't talk about that, Austin. We can't tell the people who they are. We can't mention the name because it's politically incorrect. We can't talk about the synagogue of Satan because you can't say stuff like that. I had another guy the other day chastise me, and you guys would know his name if I mentioned him, and said, I can't believe you talk about this stuff. International known radio celebrity. And I said, well, do you not believe it? He goes, no, I know you. Everything you're saying is true. Everything you said was true on the show. I heard you talk about this. But why are you talking about this? Don't you realize the blowback? And I'm like, don't you realize? I don't care. God called me out of retirement, spoke to me in a dream audibly, had me shaking at my boots, soaking wet in the bed, had to take a shower. I went back to work to tell the people the truth. If God's willing to do that for me, he's going to protect me. He's going to support what we're doing. Because guys, why? God's will done God's way never lacks his support. I thank you for that. I had the privilege of praying for each one of you this morning. I had the privilege and the responsibility of praying for you if you allowed me to pray for you. And I prayed God's best for you and for your life. Guys, we may be in the middle of this battle we're in, but we're not down and out. We are like the boys at D-Day. We know that we have a challenge in front of us, but we will persevere because we have hope. We have faith. And we know that our God is able. Austin, what do you think?
It was really well said. And to kind of touch base back on something, I've had a few people ask me on my take on the whole thing that happened last Friday, Virginia Beach. So I really haven't talked about it a whole lot yet because I've been trying to piece together some stuff. Obviously, this shooting was a unbelievable rarity. Rarely ever do we hear about any shooting involving a suppressor. The reason why is because, A, they're incredibly difficult to make work effectively, and B, if you want to buy them, they're incredibly difficult to buy. I like Class 3 weapons. I follow all the laws with everything involving those. One thing that I have seen over the years is that suppressors take a very long time to get your tax stamp back. You have to pay a $200 tax stamp, and once the ATF finally gets around to approving it, generally takes anywhere from about 8 to 13 months, and then you can finally pick up your suppressor, which, by the way, does not sound like it does in the movies. When you hear the little pew-pew, you know, in the movies, that's not what they sound like. You know, even handguns will be fairly muffled, 9mm and 45, but especially on rifle rounds, when they're running supersonic, I mean, you still have that supersonic crack. There's no way to get away from that, no matter how fancy your suppressor is. I digress. The whole situation that happened in Virginia Beach caught me off guard because when I first heard about the information with this individual that went in to the public utility center with a 45 and a suppressor, I was kind of shocked because the first thing I wanted to do was find out, was the suppressor tax stamp? Did he buy it legally? Or was it illicit? Was it homemade? Or did he buy it on the black market? Or was it some bobo, you know, suppressor? And to this day, for the last week now, I have not been able to find out that answer. There has not been a single news agency that I have found that's actually given a report saying this was an illicit suppressor. Which is funny to me, because if it was legally bought, you would think they would have said that, a legally purchased suppressor, because all the articles said he legally purchased his handguns, and then he was found with a suppressor. So that leads me to believe that this suppressor was illegal, or it was not tax stamped, which means it was illegal to possess. Another weird oddity of this entire shooting, with individual Dwayne Craddock, who's 40 years old, he's an engineer with the Department of Public Utilities, so he's a sharp kid, he's an engineer. National Guard, prior history, no issues as far as that I could find, was not deployed overseas. Now, what's interesting about this, and I'm going to bring this up real quick because I just want to make sure it's addressed. I found one news outlet, and it was the New York Post, not the New York Times, the New York Post, one news outlet out of all of them that I scoured that I could actually find a photo of this Dwayne Craddock. He's a black man. Now, I'm not saying that because there's any specific reason other than I always find it strange that every time there's a shooting, they post the photo up of the shooter all over the screen. And majority of the time in a mass shooting, it's usually a white guy. That's just average. And they always blast the photo. We saw it with Paddock in Vegas. We've seen it with Cruz. We've seen it with all the kids. I mean, name them down the list. They're all usually white males. Now, what's ironic about this is, to what I have found, 99% of every mainstream media outlet did not even have a photo, not even a little clip. It, nothing. You could not find it anywhere. Anywhere. I'm finally on one site. There's a tiny little passport photo that you can finally see of this individual. He's a black guy, small, smiling in a suit, which is fine. But what I find always ironic is the narrative that the mainstream media always tries to push when it's their agenda. They don't have his photo plastered on TV or CNN or NBC or Fox or anything because that wouldn't fit their narrative of the race-baiting propaganda that they constantly push. Also, on top of that now, as you guys I'm sure have already seen, as Dad said, they have called to action as far as banning high-capacity magazines again, and now they want to ban suppressors. And what's ironic about this is article from NBC News, I'm going to pull part of it here, it says, high-capacity magazines and suppressors have been linked to some of the largest past mass shootings, and advocates and their primary purpose say it's only for mass violence. And I quote, this is what they say here, from Josh Sugarman, who's the executive director of the gun safety group Violence Policy Center. High-caliber handguns reportedly equipped with firearm suppressors and extended high-capacity magazines lack any purpose except increasing the gun lethality and for mass shootings. Well, I hate to bust all the gun-hating liberals' bubbles, but here is a memo from ATF from the end of 2017, as there were currently in the United States in 2017 1,297,670 registered suppressors under the ATF's tax stamp via the National Firearms Act. ATF confirms that silencers are rarely ever used in any crimes, much less a shooting, despite their explosion of popularity. The agency has only recommended prosecutions for 44 suppressor-related crimes on average per year over the last 10 years. That means that roughly 0.003% of silencers are used in crimes each year, and of those crimes, most of those are for simple sale or possession of an unregistered suppressor. Rarely are they ever used in a crime. ATF Associate Deputy Director Ronald Turk was one of the individuals that said suppressors should be deregulated due to how low rate at which they are used in crimes. He goes on to say, and I quote, consistent with the low number of prosecution referrals, silencers are rarely ever used in a criminal shooting. Given the lack of criminality associated with suppressors, it is reasonable to conclude they should not be viewed as a threat to public safety, necessitating the National Firearms Act classification. It should be considered for reclassification under the Gun Control Act. This was back in 2017 when they were pushing the Firearm Hearing Act, which was basically going to take these off the NFA list and you were going to be able to buy them with a background check. So then you look at the mainstream media, NBC, CNN, Fox News, all the fake news. And yes, I said Fox News because they are fake news. They also regurgitated this garbage, saying that mass shootings and suppressors have been used together. And they also failed to ever display one photo of Dwayne Craddock on their entire Fox News website. Fake news Fox, when we start calling them. So that deems me back to the question, why on earth did Tuesday President Donald Trump say he'll seriously look at banning suppressors? He goes on to say in an interview, yes, I'd like to think about some banning them. I'm going to seriously look at it. Virginia Democrat Governor Ralph Northam, as soon as Trump said this on Tuesday, he summoned lawmakers back to the state's capitol, and they said they're considering a package of gun control legislation. Republicans control the state legislature. However, Northam's proposal includes a ban on silencers and high-capacity magazines, should replace that with suppressors. The Trump administration earlier, as you guys already know, banned bump fire stocks. So you got to ask yourself a question here. What's the real chess move they're doing this for? Because you can look at ATF, and as corrupt as they are, they blatantly even come out and say suppressors are used like hardly ever in a crime ever. 44 prosecutions, and most of them are for simple sale, not even shootings. So we know by the ATF that suppressors are not used in, like, virtually any crimes. But we're saying now we're going to ban them? Are we going to grandfather the ones that have already been purchased? Are we going to turn around and ban them from further purchase like we did in 1986 with machine guns? Are we going to start dropping things off the NFA list from 1934? Think about this for a second. 1934, we were allowed to possess and purchase any firearm we wanted if we paid a $200 tax stamp. 1986, that all changed. Machine guns could no longer be purchased by civilians if they were manufactured after 1986. If this goes through in 2019 and they now say, you have your suppressor, but you are not allowed to purchase any new suppressors made after 2019. That will effectively take in about 30% of what we could buy off the NFA list. The next thing are really just short-barreled rifles and short-barreled shotguns. That's it. Which is, I mean, that's that. If they try to take that off, which is probably the next step, they're going after everything, guys. The high-capacity magazines are next. The suppressors are obviously on the chopping block. If everybody can't see that we're in a full-blown fight for the Second Amendment and for our entire rights, you're living in the twilight zone. You're blind. This is coming. And until we start being more vocal and start standing up for our rights, this is a joke. This whole thing's a joke. Not the shooting itself. I'm sorry for the families that lost loved ones, but these are lies upon lies upon lies, and they are doing exactly what they said they wanted to do 30 to 40 years ago, was disarm the entire American population because we had way too many weapons. The UN has said this verbatim, that the United States basically needs to follow the gun treaty and needs to be disarmed under full control of the UN. And then on top of that, we now have Australia that had a shooting yesterday with a 12-gauge shotgun. They said four men are dead and one woman's injured after a gunman went on a rampage in Darwin before being arrested by Northern Territory Police. Now, ironically enough, as you guys know, Australia in 1996 pretty much banned all guns, period. They have to be kept at like a sporting club for skeet shooting with an over and under. This guy had a pump 12-gauge. Pump 12-gauge. I mean, you know, five, six-shot capacity max. Okay, where are we going with this, guys? Is this what we're going to allow to have happen? Are we going to continue to allow these little cuts to go? I mean, you saw what happened in New Zealand. New Zealand overnight banned AR-15s and magazines. Overnight. That's what happens when you live in tyranny. They ban anything they deem a threat to the tyrannical government, including free speech, and that is where we're headed if we don't start making some changes and being more vocal and stop capitulating to all these stinking communists that are trying to disarm us for fear of being offending anybody or political correctness, whatever. Own a gun. It's American. Stay armed, stay prepared, and stay trained, and don't apologize for it. That's my stance on it, Dad.
You know, Austin, very, very well said. I mean, you know, we have just gotten deeper and deeper in this rut. And I'm going to say what I said a few minutes ago again. What would be the difference? Hillary Clinton was anti-gun. Hillary Clinton was pro-gay. Hillary Clinton was pro-abortion. Hillary Clinton was pro-Israel. In fact, she says that basically, you know, she attends AIPAC and basically, you know, there are conventions and is heavily supported by them, so is Trump. So we have to ask ourselves, what do we get? You know, and we've got a person now, and now we have other mainstream alternative talk show hosts are coming out and saying that Q's for real, the ones who stood against Q. I mean, guys, let me share something with you. I'm going to be very, 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 very careful how I say this. If a person continues to believe the lie, if a person continues to believe the obfuscation, and they're going out and giving information to people about just straight lies, like China controls Hollywood, I mean, what kind of crap is that? And they're telling people these lies, and 80% of what they tell you is true, but 20% are just straight obfuscation lies. Why should you listen to anything they say? I'm telling you, Q is a psychop. Q is a bot. Q is an analytical algorithm that picks out things that people want to talk about and puts it out in this format that you're trying to interpret, instead of just telling you, hey, this is how it works. They're just giving you straight up answers. They speak in cryptic terms. It's all crap. It's all crap. And what ends up happening is people are believing this because they have no hope. They have hope in Q. They have hope in Trump. Their hope should. What we're doing is we've got a political crisis that's based on a spiritual problem. And we're trying to solve the spiritual problem using politics. It ain't going to work. It never can work. And the evil one knows that. That's why he's come against everybody so much. Trump, here's an article from the Christian Journal. Trump's empty promise in 2016 that he would want to be the protector of persecuted Christians around the world. Now he wants to be a protector of homosexuality, where there are thousands and thousands of victims of homosexuality. Wow. Originally published on this site, it says that sadly the Bible predicts a downward spiral of catastrophes, human sin, and religious apostasy before Christ returns. Paul writes, but realize this, that in the last days, difficult times will come. Evil men and imposters will proceed from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived. That's 1 Timothy 3:1-13. The world will continue to reject God, His Word, and His people. Why? Because the world is being controlled by the evil one who's put a veil around the hearts and the minds of the people. In an age where 100,000 Christians are slaughtered for their faith every single year globally, it makes no sense to focus on homosexuality. In fact, the first 6 months of the 2018 Trump administration admitted to the U.S. just 21 Christian refugees from around the world. This is what I just said. In the first 6 months of 2018, Trump admitted 21 Christian refugees. This was blatant betrayal of Trump's promises in 2016 that he would be protector of persecuted Christians. And now, does he want to be protector of homosexuality, where there are thousands and thousands of victims of homosexuality, including the Catholic Church? Next article. The Catholic Church is a living evidence of the gravity of homosexual violence against children. Mr. Trump should launch a month of protection for children against homosexual propaganda, violence, and sodomy. I mean, think about what we're saying. Mr. Cyrus Trump talks the talk but does not walk the Christian walk. As I said before, he's got those heretics, prosperity gospel lunatics around him, advising him, and of course they come up short when it comes to God's desire for mankind. God uses ungodly men to complete his plan. I believe we're witnessing another chapter in the book as we watch Mr. Trump play every card in the deck to his advantage. Whoa, what a good article. It's in the Christian Journal. It's also reprinted on the website of healthmasters.com. We've got to understand something, guys. This isn't going to get better until we correct the spiritual malaise that's overtaken the church. The Scofield reference Bible, you know, making all of this stuff okay, the following of the Kabbalah by major ministers of the gospel, the following of bringing in people with gematria and numerology, which is all forbidden by the Word of God, by our Torah, by our New Testament, by the Old Testament, by our Bible. That's what it is. The New Testament, the Old Testament together are our Bible. I mean, the Old Covenant and the New Covenant. We forget where we've come from. We forget that we're being put back under the law and put back under all of these people's weirdo beliefs, and it's destroying the church in the United States. We have people now all over the country who are addicted to opiates, who basically don't know what to do because they're doctors or they're street dealers or their friends or their loved ones or their relatives gave them drugs for pain, and now they're addicted and they're going to the street because the CIA has given us an unprecedented amount of drugs to sedate us. Remember the CIA? They're controlled by the Sabbateans, by the Kabbalists, by the Luciferians, by the synagogue of Satan. That's who these people are. An Ohio doctor charged with 25 counts of murder, accused of prescribing excessive doses of painkillers. Why would this make NBC News? Why? Because it's obfuscation. 25 counts of murder. Okay? There are tens of millions of people hooked on opiates. But they gotta throw that little bit of stuff out to you. Okay? Throw them some chum. Throw them some bread. Let them know we're going after these people. Let them know we detained 400 people down in Honduras or Mexico to keep them from coming across the border. Let them know that. Put it in the mainstream news. Blast it across the press. Because it's our narrative. We're doing what we can to stop another. No, they're promoting it. They're doing it. 25 people dead from this doctor giving him opiates. Drop in the bucket. Sanctions. Slap him on the wrist. Put him in prison. Make it no. It's like when they put Wesley Snipes in prison for back taxes. Really? Martha Stewart. Really? I'm not saying these people didn't defraud the government or whatever. I don't believe that the taxes are legit anyhow. I pay them. I pay them every month, every quarter, every paycheck. But I just think it's ridiculous that we're having a gun put to our head and told we got to pay this to support these things or we're going to go to prison. And if you don't, if you're high profile enough, if you're Martha Stewart, you rattle the cage a little bit. Or you're Wesley Snipes, you rattle that cage a little bit. They've got to make an example out of you to show that they will do it to anybody. It's not that they couldn't have cut these people some slack and basically had them pay the back taxes or basically sell some of their assets. No. They had to be locked up like slaves that went awry. Slaves don't have a word to say, also. They can't come back and say, I don't want to be a slave. They can't do that because they're slaves. They're enslaved to the international banking community. And we go, wow, really? political theater. Nancy Pelosi says, tells the Democrats she wants to see Donald Trump in prison. Donald Trump. Her whole family was organized crime. She's an organized crime brat. But she wants to see Donald Trump in prison. More entertainment for the masses. Lock her up. Lock her up. Lock her up. As we continue to have our industries and our government being taken over by the international bankers who put people like Jeff Bezos in Amazon, and who now says, basically, Amazon says that drones will be making deliveries in months. Whoa. And how Amazon's building, helping cops build local surveillance networks. It's all part of the giant takeover, Austin. This is who these guys are. And they're not, the thing about it is, they used to try to hide it. They used to try to hide it. They don't even try to hide it anymore. It's blatant in your face what the people have done, just like they did with George W. Bush, the same playbook. He says he's a born-again Christian. He has Christians around him. He loves Christianity. He was born again. He was born again in a casket at doggone Yale University in Skull and Bones. That's where he was born again. I never heard him talk about Jesus and his relationship and when he got saved and why he got saved. I never heard any of that. But he says he's a Christian, so let's believe it. Why? Because the people in this world are sneaky. They're like snakes and foxes, the word says. They basically sneak around and lie. And they're more cunning than the Christians are. And they subvert the truth, Austin, and they tell people what they want to hear rather than what they really believe. It's sad, but that's where we are today. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, another thing that we're seeing now, and I don't, and I was looking at this earlier, and it was bothering me because sometimes I hate being right about stuff, and but then I'm right about it, and it really troubles me. If you guys haven't seen yet either, you know, I've warned everybody for years about Amazon and their predatory pricing and what they have done in contracting small companies and completely taking over the bulk of their sales. Old toothpaste that we used to use, Amazon pretty much put them out of business. And this is about to happen with a lot of companies. If you guys saw it now, Amazon is pretty much dropping all the small brand companies and selling out to Procter & Gamble and a couple other big companies now. They're setting the stage for a major platform shift, and it's going to be devastating. I've warned of it, and it doesn't matter. I already told everybody this is what they were going to do. What they're going to do now is they said they're going to refocus their wholesaling efforts on big brands only and cease ordering from small wholesale companies, putting an emphasis on good companies, goods from companies like Procter & Gamble and Sony. Instead of relying on the bulk orders from Amazon, the online retailers want small vendors to sell by themselves on the website to make their 15% cut for just being on their platform. This is the biggest change Amazon has made in its e-commerce strategy in over 20 years. Amazon has been facing huge accusations of anti-competitive conduct and predatory pricing. Yeah, no duh. And it's even been theorized that Amazon is lying in wait to become a global monopoly. I've been saying it for years. Everybody goes, oh, Amazon's so great. They're so wonderful. I get my stuff in a day. It's so amazing. I buy everything from Amazon. I said, yo, just wait. Just wait. Wait till they own the entire online retail market. And you want to call them up to say, hey, I need to find out about some, you know, the best thing I should take, whether it's multiple capsules or multiple powder. Call up Amazon and see how quickly they help you out. Call them up. Call them up and see how much help they give you out in recommending supplementation. That's why here at Health Masters, we answer the phone Monday through Friday. Have multiple reps on the phone all the time. We pick up. We may be busy sometimes, but we do pick up the phone. And we will get to it after we've helped other customers. And we do our best to treat every customer with the utmost respect and help them out the best we possibly can and ship our products out as quickly as possible. I've gotten so frustrated over the years when people will call me. They will call me, email me. I placed my order Friday afternoon, Austin. It's Monday morning. My box is not here yet. Is it lost? You placed your order at 5 p.m. on Friday, and it's 8 o'clock on Monday. your package hasn't even shipped yet, sir. I apologize, but we don't deliver on Sundays. Amazon gets everything to me in the next day. I'm happy for Amazon. Wait till they control the market and they bump their prices up 500% because they're the only company in the market that controls those products. Wait till that's the next step they're going to do, guys. By the way, anybody hasn't realized that yet. They are now taking their e-commerce platform, doing a huge strategy shift, and moving away from bulk ordering from all their small sellers. They said on average, small vendors make less than $10 million annually and will no longer receive bulk purchase orders from Amazon. Amazon, they said they're doing this to cut costs, and they hope to end the small investor wholesalers will push vendors to sell their products as a third party online. I've told numerous customers this, and I've told everybody on our show this. The only reason, and it won't be for much longer, I can tell you that right now, that I have my personal products that I manufactured, Health Masters, on Amazon, a small portion of them, is because I've had some really, really, really big customers of mine request to have it on Amazon. Very good customers, 10 plus years, and I've done everything I can to capitulate to them and put it on Amazon so they can buy it on Amazon. It will not be much longer. I'm telling you that right now. I will not be on Amazon much longer. They've already said last month that they now all of their third-party vendors, and let me address this real quick, because I don't know if I brought this up on the show. I brought it up on the Hagmann Show the other day. The reason why they're doing this isn't cut costs. They could care less about that. They get DoD funding. Amazon doesn't care one bit about cutting costs. They are going to turn into a monopoly. And secondly of that, Amazon, as they just said here, they're going to recommend that all of their big, their small wholesalers that they're buying from do third-party sales on Amazon. The reason why they do this, Amazon charges 15% of just having a product sold on the website. So if you place a $100 order of our products on Amazon, I get $85. Right off the rip. I'm not talking about shipping. I'm not talking about my product cost. The $100 order you place and give to Amazon, I get $85 of it. Amazon takes 15%, cuts it right off the top just for having it on their platform. Right? That's right there. Amazon also stated last month that they are getting ready to implement that all third-party resellers on Amazon will have to submit facial recognition photo and video to be able to continue to sell on Amazon's platform. I'm not joking. They've already said this now. It's supposed to be implemented by next year, by 2020. So if you're a third party, they're going to shut down your account if you do not comply with submitting facial recognition photos and videos to their online database. So they have you in the system, they link it to your account, and they have it in their file. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to realize and understand the CIA runs Amazon. They get funding from Amazon. They get DoD contracts. They are essentially a secondary form of the government now in the retail market. They are the deep state retail market. I can't get any more clear than that. And now they're kicking everybody off, all their small wholesalers. They're kicking all of them off and doing a contract now with Sony and Procter & Gamble Direct to undercut everybody else. So they will make you put your face on there if you're a third-party seller now. Amazon is a nightmare from the pit of hell, and that is why I do not support them. And I'm telling you right now, my days are numbered on Amazon, and I could care less. You know why? Because I have so many good customers that I think are starting to wake up now and realize I don't have to be on Amazon. I don't need to be on Amazon. I even have my prices higher on Amazon than I have on my website intentionally to bring customers to our website or call us direct, and I would like to take care of you guys at Health Masters direct instead of going through Amazon. Just so you guys know that, I have higher prices on Amazon than I do on my own website for that specific reason, to also make up for the 15% loss that I take just on selling on Amazon. So I appreciate the support from all our customers. Deep down, I appreciate all of it. Thank you for supporting Health Masters Direct. Thank you for not going through Amazon. Thank you for supporting us as a small Florida-based health supplement company that does our absolute best to bring you the highest quality supplements. That's why I put the Ultimate Multiple. We had the whole thing with an older batch on it that we've been using personally. I put it on the website pretty much, I mean, dead cost. There is zero money to be made on that product. I'll tell you that right now. I'm essentially shipping it for free to you guys. We're doing that because I want people to try the product. I want people to be healthy. The patriots and the constitutionalists of this country cannot put up a fight if we're on the couch eating Doritos on 20 prescription drugs. It will not happen, and it cannot happen. And that is what the globalist bankers are betting on. They're betting that we're too dumbed down, too stupefied, too sick, and too idiotic to do anything but sit there and watch the television and drool on ourselves while we eat our MSG Doritos and drink Diet Coke. They're betting on it, guys. They got a long bet on us. So we have to prove them wrong. And that is what we are doing at Health Masters. We're double-sided. We are Health Masters. We are health, nutrition, health. And we are patriotic, constitutionalist, free Americans, not shackled by the chains of tyranny that the bankers want to continue to keep us suppressed underneath. So I thank you again for supporting Health Masters Direct. I thank you again for everything you guys do for us, and I thank you again for signing up for our free weekly newsletter to get our emails, our specials, our sales, and supporting us the best you can. Because I don't ask you for money. Quite frankly, I don't want free money. I've never gotten anything free in my life. I work for everything. When we get money from it, I like to have money bought from a supplement. So you're getting a good, and we are getting paid. That directly supports this show, and that's the only reason we do this show, and we can keep it the way we do, completely commercial free. We make zero money off this show. It costs us money every single month. There are no ads. There are no big commercials. There's nothing we do. You guys know that. 57 minutes. And I know I'm ranting on this right now at the end of the show, but I've gotten frustrated with a lot of people sending me really, really dirty emails saying just, I'm not even going to go in. I'm not even going to speak it. I'm not even going to speak it because I don't even want to bring it up. But people coming at me about really dumb stuff when we're doing everything we can to support our customers, to support our base, and to preach the truth the best we possibly can. Are we going to make mistakes? Absolutely. Are we perfect? Absolutely not. Are we doing our best? You better believe it. So again, I thank everybody that supports Health Masters. We appreciate it from the bottom of our hearts. Thank you, all of you.
And you know, Austin, I'm going to add something to that. 95% of the time, not every time, but 95% of the time, the people that call us up and complain or send us emails and cuss us out, they have never supported Health Masters. They've never supported this show. They've never bought a tube of toothpaste from us, but they want to tell us how we're supposed to run our lives. And quite frankly, you know, we don't do that. I mean, we don't tell you how to run your life. And I've always told people, if you can do a better show, do it. I'm not just saying that. I'm encouraging you. If you really want to do a patriotic broadcast and you want to figure out how to fund it yourself and do it, then do it. You know, this program's expensive, and it takes, oh my gosh, it takes 4 or 5 hours each day for me to prep for this show. Joyce Riley said one time to me when I was basically sub-hosting the Power Hour with her, she goes, "Why do you spend so much time prepping for this show?" And I said, "Because I want to do the best job I possibly can. I want to be that guy that you bring on as a sub-host, as a guest host, that has really prepped and ready to go." She goes, "Well, why don't you use my news stories? Why do you bring your own news stories?" And I said, "Because I don't like your news stories. I like my news stories. It's what I do for the 5 hours. I'm just not going to regurgitate your news stories. I'm not going to do that." And that's why we had huge numbers when I was on with Joyce. And she told me this. She goes, "Well, people love you." And I said, "Well, thank you, bud. I appreciate it, because I'm doing the best I can to give you the best quality entertainment, broadcast, information, products, everything." And that's why I do my best to break this stuff up. That's why I'll give you a long story like I did this morning and throw 4 or 5 current news stories in it. Because I want to make you guys realize it's not just about reading somebody else's material or some other story or, you know, or paraphrasing it. It's about getting you the information as efficiently as I possibly can with the most information I can to give you, as far as from a let's all work in this thing together as patriots and get it done. By the way, and the good article just came out from Cook, and it deals with alkalinity and oxygen levels, and he asks a simple question: is there a connection between pH levels and cancer risks? And the answer to that is actually true. Yes, there is. As your body gets too acidic, your urine and saliva pH should be around 6.4 to 6.8. As you go lower than that, you lose the ability to basically digest your food properly, because the bile being secreted into the common bile duct isn't strong enough to decrease the alkalinity or increase the alkalinity, increase the pH to allow the proper absorption to take place. What am I saying? If you eat a bunch of foods that make you acidic, it goes through your body too quickly and you don't get any energy from your food and you simply don't get enough nutrient absorption, A, D, E, C. It doesn't absorb properly. And so you have a decreased amount of nutrients going into your body, which are antioxidants. When that happens, you increase your risk of cancer. And also you have a lower oxygen level with acidity. Now, as you get too alkaline, the energy loss isn't as bad, but then you have a problem with constipation. You get a problem with colorectal cancer. You need to maintain a good solid pH of between 6.4, 6.8, 7.0 on your urine and saliva 2 hours before you eat. You can test both of them with a pH strip. If they're too acidic, you need to stop eating the processed foods, and you need to start taking in more potassium, more sodium. Now, I'm talking about like our really good pink salt that we have at the office. Don't use table salt. Don't do that. And you also can increase calcium-containing foods, but don't be taking calcium supplements if you're a guy. And that'll bring the alkalinity up. But if you're drinking a lot of things like with sodas that contain phosphoric acid, it's going to continue to drive your pH slower and lower and lower. You got to be so careful to eat foods that are alive, that are green, fruits, vegetables, all that kind of stuff. Sauerkraut, all of that stuff will bring your alkalinity up and bring your pH levels back up and decrease the probability of coming down with cancer. Guys, I love you. I appreciate you. Man, this has been a show of shows today. This has been one of those. You guys are absolutely awesome. I have the privilege, again, like I mentioned earlier today, of praying for you and the responsibility of praying for you. You guys are so amazing to me, and you mean so much to me. And guys, thank you for supporting Health Masters. Thank you for allowing us to keep this show commercial free. I don't want to be that guy that I got to run a commercial every 4 or 5 minutes for 2 or 3 minutes and break. Let me put it this way. If the Holy Spirit's speaking through me and I get under the anointing, I don't want to break it off to bring some other person, a third party in, to pitch a product to you when I'm in the middle of trying to feel as though that I'm leading you by the Holy Spirit. I don't want to do that. So thank you for not allowing me or helping me not to have to do that. I love you guys. I appreciate you. Gosh, good show today. Went by fast. I love you guys so much. Austin, go ahead and take it. I'll do the write-up, and I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Yes, absolutely. And guys, also be sure the product of the week, the CBD hemp oil, organic CBD hemp oil. We have the assay third-party testing on the website as well. That's product of the week on sale for 10% off. Great product. Again, a lot of good feedback from that product. Again, really good batch, the CBD organic hemp oil. Check it out, product of the week. And be sure to vote for the other products that are up for vote right now. So we appreciate you guys. Thank you for the continued support. You have a blessed, safe, awesome day. Have a very safe night, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow, as always.